Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released information showing nearly one-third of Americans who rent apartments have not paid any of their rent this month. That's according to the National Multifamily Housing Council. It says only 69% of tenants have paid anything between April 1st and 5th. The numbers are seen as evidence of just how many Americans are struggling to pay for necessities during the coronavirus pandemic. It also turns out black Americans are overwhelmingly dying of the virus at a much higher rate as compared to other Americans in major cities. White House Corona Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx speaking about it this morning.
So I just want to make it clear, we don't think African Americans are more susceptible to getting infected.
She told NBC's Today Show it's likely pre-existing health conditions are causing the higher COVID-19 death rates in black communities.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson entering his third day of intensive care today as a result of the virus. A junior health minister in Britain says Johnson's in stable condition in an intensive care unit. He's comfortable and in good spirits. He has been given oxygen, but he's not on ventilation at this time. Annual spring religious celebrations by Jews, Christians, and Muslims will be very different this year as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Rabbi Noam Maron says that people should forego the usual large gatherings for the greater good.
He who saves one life, it is as if he has saved the entire world. We actually have the ability in this unusual circumstance to save lives.
Rabbi Marons, who's with the American Jewish Committee, was speaking to NBC News. A branch of the UN is predicting this coronavirus could wipe out the equivalent of 195 million full-time jobs around the world. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Mourning the loss of a well-known musician.
The music world has lost a folk country legend, John Prine, who for 5 decades wrote rich, plain-spoken songs that chronicled the struggles and stories of everyday working people and changed the face of modern roots American music, has passed away at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thanking for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand?
His family confirmed the cause was from complications related to COVID-19. Prine was also an author, actor, record label owner, 2-time Grammy winner, and a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. John Prine was 73.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Hulk Hogan says the world has a disease and Jesus is the cure. The pro wrestler taking to Instagram yesterday saying God will end the coronavirus outbreak if mankind repents for its sins and idolatry, comparing it to the biblical plagues of Egypt
The Hulkster said God has taken away everything we worship, shutting down stadiums, civic centers, theaters, and even the economy. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got the one and only, no baloney, I'm telling you, best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Herson, with us. Mr. James, I hope you're staying healthy and safe out there.
Staying both healthy and safe.
Thank God, huh?
Watching as, you know, our freedoms are basically smashed into, and we're given this 30-day trial to see what it's like in Venezuela. And that seems to be, and I don't like it. I want my money back.
Well, hey, I'm with you on it, but I think this is a teaching opportunity for all those kids that said they wanted to be socialists. How do you like me now?
Yeah, no, that is true, and it's also something, you know, we talk an awful lot in this country about our freedom and liberty,
mm-hmm.
and we talk about our prosperity, and we don't really appreciate the exceptionalism. For most people, I think, we see what it is that we treasure, and when it comes back, we're going to have quite a victory celebration when we win this war against the invisible enemy. But there's some people who not only don't learn any lessons, but they're using this in a craven way. And certainly, you know, the Squad and AOC just continue to stun and amaze normal, sane people with their demands during this period.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Democrats moving towards an investigation of the president, and many Democrats out there and leftists trying to disparage and demean what is an effective treatment protocol, and in some cases banning it and not allowing people to have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
They accuse people, you know, remember when George W. Bush was in office and the left said Bush lied and people died. And they're trying that same routine on President Trump as they are doing it,
mm-hmm.
as they are disparaging this medication, which is saving lives. The anecdotal data is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a small amount.
Right.
It's a massive amount. We're talking about hundreds of cases in New York. We're talking about probably thousands of cases outside the United States. The government of Spain has made it an official policy to use this treatment. Australia has made it a policy. The FDA has approved it for the treatment of the coronavirus. And I should say, I'm talking about this combination of drugs,
hydroxychloroquine,
Z-Pak and chloroquine, and zinc sulfate, and there's some variations of it, and it's just, they can't suppress it, but what's amazing, because Trump likes it, because Trump talked about it, the same people that brought us Stormy Daniels have made it a weaponized way to attack Trump. Mm-hmm. And now they've invested in it not working. And the guy who's at the center of this is Dr. Fauci, because he talks out of both sides of his mouth on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, a lot of people, including myself, are starting to suspect Fauci, have suspicions about whether he has the best interest of the country at heart.
Well, I think to varying degrees, James, we're all ideologues, and maybe he is, you know, he's faithful to his ideology. And that's okay. I don't have a problem. I mean, you know, with any of the doctors, I mean, this is why they're practitioners, right? And they're giving their best offering that you can offer. And most doctors have the heart to, number one, do no harm, number one. Number two is that when somebody is knocking on death's door, they are extremely compassionate for the most part and will do whatever they can to find the answer. So if anecdotally, whether it comes from Italy, France, Spain, or even China, which we don't trust anymore anyway, but China has said this is what we used in Wuhan. And so it's more than anecdotal. You've got a formula here that has been approved going back to the 40s and early 50s. And, you know, why not? And thank God for Donald Trump, who a couple of years ago, remember, he fought the cause for the right to try. If he did not fight that cause, you know, so he's the guy. You got to give him credit for that. Of course, the media is not going to, because like you said, anything that makes Donald Trump look good, they've got to knock it down. And this is why he gets so frustrated in these conferences when these gotcha questions come up and people that aren't doctors themselves try to purport that Donald Trump is acting like he's not acting like a doctor. He's acting like a hopeful chief executive officer who wants to save his people. What's wrong with that?
No, and he's not acting on hunches. He's acting on very hard data that keeps coming in. In the heart of liberalism out here in Los Angeles, there's a doctor who was reported in a couple of different local news sources, is experiencing again this overwhelming success using the cocktail, the centerpiece of which is hydroxychloroquine. And when you're in the middle of a pandemic and people are dying, to weaponize the subject of discussion of hydroxychloroquine and to try to advocate in a biased way against it, to try to poison it.
Mm-hmm.
And even worse, I mean, the governor of Nevada banned it and was found to be hoarding it. The governor of Michigan banned it and was forced to reverse herself.
Mm-hmm.
And much of the media has had to reverse themselves on this subject. But it's shocking because we're not talking about a biased media. We're not even talking about a corrupt media. We're talking about a dangerous media.
Exactly.
And we never thought that we had this here. And listen, we talk about danger, by the way. We have a danger, a looming danger, that is far, far more treacherous to our nation than the virus. And that is keeping the nation's economy shut down with this blunt, one-size-fits-all prescription given by medical people who are not policymakers, who don't look at the balancing act between the suffering that an economic and social collapse can cause. And what's amazing to me is that the president seems to be fighting everyone on this, because originally he talked about Easter, that would be an aspirational date. Now he's looking at the end of April being an aspirational date. But he's talking about putting the country back to work.
Exactly.
And this is something that not only do we have to think about, we have to come up with a strategy to do it, and we can because we now have the data. For example, just the simple thing. Everyone goes out and they go to Walmart is open, right? Target
right.
is open.
Mm-hmm.
CVS is open. These big chains are open.
We got to go to break. Well, let's hit the pause button. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Fresh and independent, just the way you always like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. James Erson continues with us. James, as you were making your point before we had to go to break, and that is some of these stores remain open, whether it's Walmart, CVS, they're deemed essential,
and they're open. And look, at we don't have people dying on aisle 6, 9, and 12, do we?
Exactly, we don't. So what have they done in those stores? Specifically, they've had new ways of sanitizing the store, the shelves, the shopping carts. In many stores, they regulate the number of shoppers in the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
So they've shown the way. So if they can run their business and employ people, so can clothing stores, department stores, furniture stores, jewelry stores. A whole host of people can get back to work. And then you add to that manufacturing and construction. These are two sectors that where the workers do not interface with the public.
Mm-hmm.
So we have distribution centers being run. So we need to fire up our manufacturing and construction and implement the same kinds of procedures, sanitizing, having social distancing between workers, and then the construction sites, it's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
But just have those kind of safe operating practices, and we have these humongous sectors coming back alive, decreasing the burden on the unemployment. And then we look at people, and we say, okay, if we look at the data that we have, where people do not have a medical history, their immune systems are not compromised, and they're below 65, their risk is incredibly lower.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon where they live in the country, those people can go to work.
Exactly.
And so therefore we have, and I have an article that deals with this up on my website, jamesherson.com, and it's up at newsmax.com. But it's that the president seems to be the only one, there's obviously some commentators, but that Trump is emphasizing this idea of reopening the United States. And if it's not treated by the media with any sense of urgency, and the reason, of course, is the media wants the bad news of our economy to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that they have, as a matter of fact, The Atlantic had an article, the title was, this is an opinion piece, "The President is Trapped." That was the article in The Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Basically rejoicing in the terrible challenge that our country has because it has trapped the man they hate. And he is some.
That's pretty sick, isn't it?
It's really sick.
I mean, on so many levels. But look, it's up to the American voters to begin, and I believe they are, James. They're starting to discern this narrative, whether it comes from Nancy Pelosi. I mean, we talk about AOC. Sometimes I think we give her so much credit. But it's more than AOC. I mean, we're talking, you know, a veteran Democratic whip, and I believe he's a whip, you know, Clyburn, and what he is doing. And Nancy Pelosi, and, you know, the veterans of the Democratic Party that have gone full-blown Democratic Socialist. And, you know, they're getting cover right now by this coronavirus. But look at the policies that they are promoting and how they're trying to cripple our economy, because they knew going head-to-head with Donald Trump with a robust economy that we were enjoying weeks ago was an impossible dream for them. Now they see opportunity, and the thing is amazing in the midst of all this is, may I ask, where's Joe Biden?
Yeah, no, they have him hidden in a bunker doing podcasts, attempting to stumble through a teleprompter speech. I think it's clear the Democrats just have given up on winning the election just by the fact that they've restarted Adam Schiff's committee again. But it's, you know, it's amazing. Look, I'm very active in social media. I'm on mainly in Twitter and Facebook, where I have pages.
Mm-hmm.
On my Facebook page, which is, Facebook.com/jamesherson.com, it is amazing to me. If I put up any positive post, I'm talking about the results
mm-hmm.
of hydroxychloroquine. I'm talking about the fact that the death rate is slowing in Europe and that there's some real signs that we're close to the peak, that the hospital beds actually are overabundant in this country.
Well, we're seeing videos. And we're seeing videos of that, James.
As soon as I put up positive post, all these lefties come on and try to post counter pessimism, gloom, doom. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not true, they say. And it has to do with focused around this hydroxychloroquine. But what it is that they are cheerleading the destruction of the country they hate.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happening on the social media. It is really instructive.
Well, it's up to the people, as you say, and I believe Donald Trump has to, you know, lead the way, just as he did in closing all flights from China coming into the United States. He may have been aspirational in saying, you know, Easter, but any time after that, I think with some prudency, just as you've outlined, James, why not? I mean, he's already mentioned, I mean, we've got 40 of the 50 states right now that are virtually shut down. Only 10 of the states, I believe, remain open. But we've been cautious, but, you know, as he said all along, and which is critical here for us to remember, is that we cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. And we're starting to come to that edge, aren't we not?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've said this on your show before. I borrow a term from the left. What we have going in most states now, especially the states that have the biggest economic impact on this country, what we have going is unsustainable.
Mm.
I can quote a strange person I wouldn't normally quote, Mitt Romney. He says we have to be careful, because social distancing leads to social destruction. We have a thin fabric that holds us together and keeps us from being in anarchy. And when people are going to food stores and seeing empty shelves, when people are trapped in their homes, and when they start to question, as many people are, whether this is effective, we just don't know what the possibilities are, but they're not good. And the fact is, if we don't have an economy, we can't fund anything. We can't fund our healthcare system. So if people are sick, they're not going to find themselves with a healthcare system. Already, throughout the country, there are counties reporting in, they've been forced to lay off nurses and doctors. Now, why would that be? Well, it's because their revenue is non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Because where is
there's no elective surgeries. And the thing is, James, this is the other thing, is I'm going, there's no elective surgeries, but you got these hospitals complaining that they're out of PPEs. How can they be out of this stuff when there's no elective surgeries? I mean, it's not like we have millions of people running into the hospitals right now. I mean, the numbers seem to be a bit incongruous, in my humble opinion.
No, they are incongruous. There's no question about it. I think also because the numbers are not uniform across the country. I mean, obviously, just to give you an idea, you know, California, where I live, we have 40 million people.
We got about 30 seconds left, James. Go ahead.
One-tenth the cases and deaths of New York.
Mm.
New York, so it's a disproportionate, and guess where the media is located?
Yes.
New York.
Right. This is why we're getting hammered like crazy, and we get to see Governor Cuomo every day, whether you like it or not. He is the one and only James Hersh, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor here on Bill Martinez Live. James, stay healthy. Be safe. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released information showing nearly one-third of Americans who rent apartments have not paid any of their rent this month. That's according to the National Multifamily Housing Council. It says only 69% of tenants have paid anything between April 1st and 5th. The numbers are seen as evidence of just how many Americans are struggling to pay for necessities during the coronavirus pandemic. It also turns out black Americans are overwhelmingly dying of the virus at a much higher rate as compared to other Americans in major cities. White House Corona Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx speaking about it this morning.
So I just want to make it clear, we don't think African Americans are more susceptible to getting infected.
She told NBC's Today Show it's likely pre-existing health conditions are causing the higher COVID-19 death rates in black communities.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back by the America, Bill Martinez here as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we're going to be talking cybersecurity because, I mean, think about it. More and more Americans are telecommuting due to COVID-19. The need for cybersecurity, already essential, has become a more pressing one, right? Maybe some of you have already realized that. How likely are you to become a victim of cybercrime? While most of us feel confident that we're savvy when it comes to online scams and viruses, a recent survey found that many Americans are not secure in their online behavior. In fact, according to the 2020 Cyber Hygiene Risk Index, most Americans receive a failing grade of F, and only a quarter achieve an A or a B grade. Okay, so you don't want the F, you want the A or B grade. So as a result, this lack of good cyber hygiene means that many individuals are leaving personal and business data in the hands of would-be cyber criminals. With us to tell us more about it, David DeFord, a cybersecurity expert at WebRoot. He's talking to us from Colorado. Yes, the home of the beautiful mountains and Pikes Peak and all the wonderful environment there. David, good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be on the show today.
All right, let's talk about the survey findings. I mean, because our audience, you know, we want to be A or B grade. We don't want the F grade here and when it comes to cyber hygiene.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think the nation as a whole did get an F. There was no state getting higher than a D, so
wow.
D and F was really the way it went. Yeah, it's a little bit disheartening, but there's a lot we can do.
I was going to say, because, you know, when it comes to cybersecurity, you'd be surprised what simple things can be done to raise your grade here. And we're just being too casual about it. So maybe we can be thankful because of COVID-19. One of the benefits is that we're going to up our game here.
That's exactly right. And honestly, you've hit the nail on the head. We can have all these tools protecting us. We can have, you know, all this information. The number one thing that we need to do is we just need to be vigilant and aware mm-hmm. of what we're doing when we're online.
Well, let's face it. I mean, the fact that we're finding ourselves working at home, maybe our security at home is not as good as the security at work. So that leaves us a bit, vulnerable as we're working remotely these days, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, the three things that we always recommend you do is have a great antivirus product and make sure it's up to date and you renew that subscription. You're backing up your data so that you have protection against ransomware, or maybe you dropped your computer in a swimming pool and you need to get your data back. But the third one that a lot of people just don't think about, because they're used to the IT department at the office doing this for them, is applying those updates to your computer, your Mac, yes. your smartphone. You know, they'll alert you when there's a threat, and you've got to apply those updates.
Mm-hmm. So that's critical, you know, the update. You know, because sometimes, you know, people just, they kind of ignore it, and they go, wait a minute, you got an update notice. How come you're not? Well, you know, I just haven't had the time to do it, and sometimes, you know, it's problematic. You know, I put in an update, and then it messes up the rest of my applications or whatever. But look, those kind of excuses are just leaving you vulnerable, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. So those updates, what they're doing is cyber criminals find ways constantly to get into a machine or to cause trouble with a type of program that runs on a machine. And these updates are the software manufacturers. They're trying to prevent that from happening. And if they find out about something, they can plug that hole. And if you aren't applying updates, yes, maybe it's a little bit of a headache for you, but you're leaving yourself susceptible to attack.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is what they do. They're on this all the time. I mean, these guys are experts 24/7, and they're looking out for these things to make sure that your experience with your computer is a positive one. Now, you mentioned these three. These have been tried and true that you've told us about before. Are there any new steps that we need to take to protect ourselves, David?
Well, you know, a lot of it boils back down to vigilance. You know, if you have those three covered, that's kind of like, barrier to entry. If you don't have that, then nothing else matters. But on top of that, the bigger things are vigilance. Be aware, you know, phishing continues to be the number one way that cyber criminals steal your information. So if you get an email from a friend or you get a link inside of social media, you don't know where it came from, you don't know why a friend would have sent you that, don't click it. And if you do click it, don't enter any information into it, because it could be someone trying to get that info from you. But that boils back down to what we were talking about earlier, being vigilant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Did anything surprise you in terms of the states that were ranked riskiest or safest, David?
Well, you know, it kind of did. The states that we found to be safest were Nebraska, New Hampshire, Wyoming, Oregon, New Jersey. And I'm like, huh. And the states that were riskiest, the top three were New York, California, and Texas. Wow. And a lot of people think, well, the population, well, we factored in population. And I think those riskiest states, people would think they're more tech savvy, but it could be they're like a little hubris or just not paying attention as much to the types of threats that are out there.
Wow. That's incredible that you would think, because as you say, Silicon Valley here in California, you know, we would be pretty sensitive about, risk adversity. And we seem to be, rather casual. I say we only because I was born and raised in California. So a bit of me relates still to California. So that's interesting that the two biggest states, California and New York, would be most vulnerable.
Well, that's right. And, you know, it could be that those states get attacked a lot because of the Silicon Valley, you know, a lot of banking in New York. But it is interesting that folks there maybe take a little bit more for granted, where, you know, the more rural states, they tend to be like, I'm not too sure about this. I want to pay attention.
Exactly. Not quite as trusting, perhaps. What kinds of data are at risk for consumers, and what are the consequences of those risks, David?
Well, you know, it's the same data that's always been out there. Folks are trying to make money. You know, the cyber criminals, typically, unless it's a nation state, typically cyber criminals are trying to make money. And so they're trying to steal your credit card information, your banking information, or they could be trying to steal your social media information, because if they can get into your social account, they can can then communicate with other people because you are a trusted source and try to get information from those folks. So those are really the three areas we see most attacked.
Well, David, you know, I look at it a little bit like, you know, people who rob banks. Most bank robbers, you know, end up with about $3,000, roughly. That's the average heist. Is there an average target heist for people that come in and steal your, you know, your intellectual property like this?
Well, that's a great question, and I don't have specific numbers, but it can boil down to if it's ransomware on an individual, they're going to try to get $100 to $300 through Bitcoin. If it's an organization, they're looking in tens of thousands. Mm-hmm. So they've gotten really good, these cyber criminals, at figuring out, is this an organization? How much can this organization pay? Is this an individual? How much can this individual pay? But if they get your bank account information or your credit card information, they're going to take absolutely everything they can out of those accounts.
Well, it's time to wise up. We don't want to be in the DNF category anymore. AB sounds a lot better. And as David outlined for us, you know, some simple tasks to take, and discipline and vigilance, I think, is the order of the day. So how can we implement healthy cyber hygiene behaviors, both in the workplace and at home, David?
Again, make sure your antivirus is set up. Make sure you're backing up your data. Apply those patches to your smartphone and your home computers. And then vigilance. Just be aware. Don't take everything for granted. People are not trying to be nice to you online typically. They're trying to get your stuff. If you have that mentality, you're gonna really improve your footprint security-wise online.
And up your game, without a doubt. David DeFore is a cybersecurity expert, helping keep people safe from a variety of cyber threats, including phishing, ransomware, and lots of, you know, related malware as well. He's currently the Vice President of Engineering and Cybersecurity at WebRoot. David, great ideas here, and I appreciate, you know, all the information that you've shared with us, and there's more yet to understand. Where can they go for more information?
Well, if you go to webroot.com/state, we have information about all the states, where they fell in the ranking. It's kind of fun to look at. But more importantly, at the same site, we have a lot of information about things to look out for, current trends that we're seeing from a threat perspective, just to help you be more aware.
Remember the word for the day, vigilance, right? We're going to up our game when it comes to cybersecurity, especially a lot of us are finding ourselves working out of home. So some of our security efforts may be down a little bit because we're not at the office. We're at home office, so we've got to up our game at home as well. David DeFore, cybersecurity expert at WebRoot. David, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Great being here.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, founder and CEO of Facebook, announced the launch of Facebook's COVID-19 Information Center to ensure people get access to information from trusted health sources. The Information Center includes real-time updates from national health authorities and global organizations, as well as helpful articles, videos, and posts about social distancing and preventing the spread of COVID-19. In addition, Facebook is matching $20 million in donations to support COVID-19 relief efforts while giving the World Health Organization free ads. KX Jin is head of health at Facebook.
We have been working with health authorities since the WHO declared COVID-19 a public health emergency in late January. Our priority has and continues to be focused on helping people stay informed with credible health information from the expert, as well as combating misinformation.
For more, visit Facebook.com. That's www.facebook.com.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance?
You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your lost path.
Anybody else is right. In the absence of fact, opinion rules. And maybe too often these days. It's ruling too much. Everybody suddenly is a doctor. Can you imagine that? I mean, they accused the president of being a doctor. Now everybody's a doctor, and we're all experts in pandemics. And then we're finding out what we're doing is regurgitating the information that has been corrupted down the information line. And who knows better than all of us than Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org, who joins us now. Al, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, staying safe and hunkered down and following the rules of social distancing, because that is what demand says that we must do, because we've been told with all these scientific models that we are in danger and people are dying in the streets and all this other stuff. I mean, maybe after all this is all said and done, we may find out, Al, that what has been in the information channel, which Donald Trump has been saying for a long time, is just loaded up with so much fake news and, you know, opinion and made up numbers, that this is really going to put us at risk, probably greater than this potential pandemic.
Yeah, especially, I mean, first off, we do have to, you know, be grateful that the latest model that came out this morning is that they're now, it's now about estimate, the new model is like 60,000 U.S. deaths. That's down 20,000 from the last estimate, which is down from the 100. Like last week, we were talking, these models were talking about if we did everything right, mm-hmm. 100,000 dead in the U.S. If everything went well, if we caught a break, 100,000. And now they're saying maybe 60,000.
It started out at a couple million, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and it's just been going down ever since. And, of course, and you know, their out is, Al, thank God for you, because you've been washing your hands. You're doing that social distancing thing that you're doing, and you are saving lives, you know. And I'm sure that's all contributing, but the fact of the matter is that look at the source. And I was interested to find out that the very source that gave us global warming is the very source that has been presenting these models that our government has been adhering to. That is the Imperial College in London. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And that's what makes it suspicious. One thing that got me suspicious was a lot of the Democratic governors were using numbers from something called COVID Act Now. COVID Act Now, which was put together by Democratic activists.
Right.
Now, what possible motive would Democratic activists have for making this, you know, out to be a much more bigger disaster than it really is? gee.
Yes.
Right?
I can't even imagine.
So there's a motive there.
Right.
And so, yeah, so you got to be suspicious. Again, you are dealing with an illness that is killing people. It is hurting people. There are families that are grieving. So we can't, we have to have that balance. You know?
We've got more people dying from flu right now,
yeah.
Al, and
yeah.
we're not closing down businesses. We're not becoming unemployed over the flu. And the numbers, I think, the latest numbers are over 60,000 deaths from flu A and B. And we haven't quite got there if we're going to get there with this pandemic. And boy, I'll tell you, this is quite telling. This, you know, really exposes the vulnerability and the fear issues of Americans, doesn't it?
Yeah, and again, I think that's where the balance, that balance comes in of, you know, what damages are to shutting down the economy in terms of, even in terms of lives lost because of rising depression, addictions, that whole list of things. There's a balance, and if the numbers are what they appear to be now, it seems as if we're getting really close to that point, tipping point of where, yeah, it's more healthy to reopen the economy than it would be to continue locking everything down, shutting everything down, sending people into economic spiral in the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, part of the reason, at least for, I'm sure you, for me, and for a lot of folks, is a lot of the people who are hyping this is as a disaster, a horrible disaster, and everything's going wrong, are the same people who told us that Trump was a Russian agent.
Right, exactly.
So that
and suddenly they come back to live another day, and they're given credibility to the point that they're able to close down this economy and unemploy people overnight, millions of people. I mean, this is a disaster. This is what I'm saying. The communication lines have been absolutely corrupt by these people who have been corrupting the communication lines forever. I mean, even the other thing, too, and I will draw caution to this as well, Al. You know, President brought to mind saying, hey, look, people are out of work for a long time. We're going to have suicide rates, marriages falling apart, all these other things, crime levels going up that could be the effect of this pandemic. And this was all tossed out there. And I'm sure he probably picked up some of the modeling figures that came from these institutions that said, hey, these are the possibilities. But I think after everything is said and done, we've got to look at this and say, wait a minute, how much veracity was there in these numbers and in these models? And do we want to turn our lives over to the Dr. Burks and Dr. Fauci's of the world? And I say this with all due respect. I think they've been doing a great job with what they've been doing. But I question, as the president has questioned, do we want to turn over the operations of America based on scientists with models that you cannot count on? Because I got to tell you, as I was saying to somebody else earlier, you know, Wall Street would not, if you were a CEO and you missed your numbers this bad, you wouldn't be a CEO very long.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I have a room of grace for a lot of folks right now who are decision makers, you know, whoever they are, because it's a tough thing. But you're right. It's like these models aren't proven right. And I think, and then what happens? So Trump is like looking at the World Health Organization, which has been carrying China's water on this whole thing,
exactly,
and getting it wrong. And he turns on them, and what's the reaction? Instead of looking, yeah, well, Trump's right. What was the media's reaction? Oh no, now he's got another enemy.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, oh my God, people. I mean, right. And then you get into the hydro. He champions a drug that works. And now all of a sudden they come out against it,
right.
You know.
Meanwhile, it's guilty of saving lives. God forbid.
I am convinced, Bill, that if Trump came out for oxygen, these idiots would hold their breath and die.
Right.
I mean, it is. You know,
well, maybe we should let them, Al. Maybe we should let them. Let's tell the president,
yeah,
hey, let's come out for oxygen. Let's see how many of these idiots will turn blue in the face and, you know, maybe they'll just go away.
Go
find another job. Let's reassign them, you know, and do what we have to do here. Now, I'm like you, Al. I extend a lot of grace, I think, for the first time. I mean, because we don't know what we don't know. And we trusted people, whether it was the World Health Organization, our alleged partners in China. But then we're reminded, oh, my God, that's right. They're communists. What are we thinking? And, you know, all this stuff is coming to the front here. And this will all be hopefully, I say hopefully, maybe I'm fooling myself to think that somehow the government's going to be, you know, forthcoming about all this. And I say the government, I'm talking about the entirety of its bureaucracy. Everybody's going to be covering their butt so much over this for the damage that they've done, you know, to everyday Americans who want to be working. And they're having to rely on government handouts. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi's trying to do everything she can to make sure this lasts even longer, because she's got another $1 trillion on the horizon there to support those green jobs and those green agenda items that she missed out on the first $2 trillion tranche, right?
Yeah. And I'm wrong about this, but that's when I sort of started getting the sense that this wasn't as serious as it could be. When the partisan thing started slipping back in, that's when I started going, you know what? That scary moment is over. You know, that unity moment, because when we're all scared of fighting this thing, and we start seeing that stuff start popping up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We know they must know that, you know, this is not as bad as it should be. So, yeah, we're going to have to. So in a sense, it would be good to get back to politics, because that means we're getting over the fact that the fear that 2 million Americans are going to die. You know,
right.
So in that sense, it's kind of good. But in the other sense, it's like that feeling of unity from a few weeks ago was nice.
Right.
You know, it felt good. It felt good to feel. And maybe that's what comes out of this, you know, as we're in the Holy Week. That people have been reconnecting with people that they had petty arguments with, you know.
Tonight being the Passover seems very appropriate.
Yes.
Maybe the fear of this will pass over. And also along the way, the people of faith will realize that there still is a God that we can turn to. And that, you know, for those that have discerned this as a potential judgment, maybe they should measure it as such and consider their, you know, their alignment with godly principles.
Yeah, definitely. And one thing to me, knowing that the White House task force prays before they meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the scientists and the people at MSNBC may not really buy into it, but that means something.
Without a doubt.
To fight this disease.
Because they acknowledge they don't have the power. It is beyond them. The other thing I will mention here, it's been said that according to reality, not the models that are being distributed or talked about during the coronavirus committee, strategic committee of Dr. Birx and Mike Pence and them and Dr. Fauci, is they're saying, hey, this thing was over 5 days ago, that the peak had passed 5 days ago. Now, people are going to say, wait a minute, you can't say that, you know, but look at the evidence. And the other thing to consider is, was Donald Trump was right all along in saying that maybe we could be on top of this by Easter?
Wouldn't that be something?
Here we are. But the numbers seem to be indicating that he was more right than wrong with that projection that they poo-pooed right away, as you'll recall. Al Parada from Stream.org. Thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bless you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.